The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fox World Travel Show is on the air for Saturday, August 10th. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. A special one today, ladies and gentlemen, as we join Rose Gray, our regular host at Fox World Travel, but she is on the road and she is in Alaska. Hey, Rose.
What's going on?
You tell me. So it is 6:07 in the morning. Are you in Anchorage, Alaska?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay, and have you assembled a kind of a ragtag bunch of Fox World Travel?
Ragtag is perfect. I have Mary Melia here with me, and she's actually the other tour manager, so she felt obligated to come. And then I have the DeMasters with me.
Yay!
And that's it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, so we got a live bunch in Anchorage, Alaska. Tell me about the trip. When did it start, and where have you been?
This is sort of my traditional trip I do every year. We started on Monday, and we were in Fairbanks for two nights. Here we do things like gold dredge number 8. We pan for gold. We go on the Discovery River boat. We see Athabascan village where we learn about their culture and their ways. And then we head out, and we take a little trip down to Denali. And I've got to tell you, this trip has kind of been blessed with some amazing weather. Now, when we do Alaska shows, we're very honest with the folks and tell them you've got to be prepared for everything. It's probably going to rain, and it's probably going to be somewhat chilly, but it could be as high as 90 like it was last month in Anchorage. Well, it rained for 4.5 straight days before we arrived, and it cleared up for us. Mm. And so we got to Denali. We got some sort of unfortunate news that that there was some rain that did some serious road damage, and there were rock slides and things like that. And so it was very likely that we were going to have only a 4.5 to 5 hour tundra wilderness tour. And that made me sad because the least amount of time you spend in the park, the less likely you are to see wildlife. But for whatever reason, we saw moose, we saw caribou, we saw grizzly bears, one of the groups saw porcupines. It was a beautiful day. And then we got back to the park after 5 hours instead of 8 hours and had more time to do things like whitewater rafting. Then we got on a train yesterday, and it's a beautiful, beautiful domed car train, and took that for 8 hours. All the way to Anchorage, and we spent the night in Anchorage. Some of us went to Humpy's for a little bit of halibut and some beer, and some people went on the trolley tour, and then they went to Humpy's for some halibut and beer. And so we're heading out to Seward today, and then after Seward, we're on the ship for 7 nights. So My traditional itinerary, the weather has been outstanding, and the locals are telling us we are absolutely blessed by this fabulous weather.
That's fantastic. Rose Gray, live Anchorage, Alaska. So, Rose, what trip number is this for you for Alaska?
I'm kind of the baby of the tour managers. This is only my 10th trip.
Okay. And Colleen's on this trip too, right?
Okay, so here's the fun part.
This is her 450th trip to Alaska.
Colleen has got a group, two buses, and they are doing the Yukon. So at one point, for two nights in Denali, there were 180 Fox World Travel red jackets running around. And I can't tell you how many people got questioned about the jacket with offers to purchase.
Okay. You feel like taking some calls?
I'd love to.
Great. We're open at 414-799-1620. That is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. Let's go to Brookfield, and that's where Jake is. Hey, Jake, thanks for waiting. What's up?
Good morning. I have some questions. I'd like to do both Hawaii and Tahiti on the same trip. And I don't know if that's possible. How long is the flight from Honolulu to Tahiti?
Probably only about 7 hours.
Okay.
That's your first question. Did you have another one?
No, I was.
Have more questions.
I was just wondering if I know that people tend to discourage people from doing that, but I want to see.
Oh no! I think it's a great idea. And you know, what I would do is Tahiti first, and I would do Hawaii second, because in my opinion, as you're taking that long, long flight to Tahiti, mm-hmm. you're pretty pumped up about the trip, and you can probably endure a longer flight. And then on the way home, you have that great satisfaction of knowing you're going to split the trip up and break it up in Hawaii, and then you've got two shorter travel days. And quite honestly, there's a lot of airlines that will allow you either a stop in Fiji or Tahiti on the way in either direction, one direction, not both, and not charge you what we call a stopover fee.
Is there a good, better, or best time for Tahiti?
Tahiti and Hawaii have very similar climates, and it's very, very temperate. So with regard to climate / weather, really any time is good to go to Tahiti.
Very good. Appreciate your help. Thank
Appreciate
you.
That, Jake. Thank you. It's 9:13. We're going to take a break. Rose Gray live in Anchorage, Alaska, with another fun-filled trip to Alaska. In fact, she's been on the land, and then I think she goes to the sea, and we got a question about Alaska next. Greg and Fond du Lac, stand by. Anybody else wants to join us, give us a buzz, 414-799-1620, Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line, Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:17 at WTMJ. We got 74 degrees. High today is going to be 79. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Maybe some scattered rain tonight. Got a chance for a storm overnight down to 65. Rainstorms maybe in the morning too. Cloudy afternoon tomorrow with a high of 80. And again, we're sitting at 74 degrees at WTMJ. Rose Gray is live in Anchorage, Alaska. Rose, this might be the third time that we've done a live show from Alaska, something like that, right?
Yeah, you know, I checked with your producer, Sean. Thank you for hooking me up, Sean. And I said, how does it sound? He said, it sounds like you're on a speakerphone. I said, I am.
It sounds exactly like that. All right, let's head to Fond du Lac. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on with Rose in Alaska.
Good morning, Rose.
Hey, Greg.
You said you're going to spend the next 7 days on the boat. What do you do for 7 days?
Well, you eat and you drink, but also, so on this particular itinerary, we will leave Seward and we will be at sea for 1 day because we have to go through the Gulf of Alaska to get into the Inside Passage. Once we're in the Inside Passage, our ports of call are Haines, Skagway. Now that sounds like two places, but it's actually one of those slash places. Haines is a tiny little port of call that actually was kind of developed by Holland America. If you remember that show from years ago called Northern Exposure, where Dr. Joel had to go to Alaska to fulfill some obligation after medical school, and there was a cast of characters and a moose that walked down the street, that's Haines, Alaska. But that's also where you board your ferry to go over to Skagway. So if you wanted to get out of that little town and go to Skagway, you could do that. That's where the White Pass Railway is, and fully, I would say, a third of the ship probably goes on that particular excursion. Then we have a day at sea. One of the other ports of call is Glacier Bay National Park. And what's interesting about that is when I very first started doing this more than 10 years ago, I thought that was a port of call where you actually got off the ship. And I thought there was going to be some sort of an archway welcoming me to Glacier Bay, when all it really was is you just go into this bay. And Holland America actually has more permits to get into this bay and deeper into this bay than any other cruise line, one of the many reasons we choose them. And so then we spend a good amount of time way, way back into the area where Glacier Bay, where College Fjord and Marjorie Glacier and some of the really big ones are. And then the captain just turns off the ship and sort of lets us watch and feel and listen to this beautiful, beautiful glacier. Then the other two ports of call on this trip are Juneau and Ketchikan, and in between there, there's a day at sea as well. When you're at sea, the ship has all kinds of activities, including art auctions and bingo and cooking classes and all kinds of things that you can do, some of which you have to sign up for, some of which are just included. So does that help?
Sounds like a plan. We took the Seine River cruise last year.
Oh, great.
If you're a history buff, it's fantastic.
There you go. Well, and we do have some history on this. There's some Gold Rush history on this part of it. If you're interested in more of the history of Alaska and the Gold Rush territory, the other trip you can do with Holland America is a shorter cruise, more land. So that one is 7 days on the land, but it includes Dawson City and Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory. Then you get on the ship actually midway through the sailing, and then you just sail for 4 days instead, if that whole thing about 7 days on a ship is a bit daunting to you.
Cool. Greg, thanks for the call. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. She is escorting another Fox World travel trip there. We've got her till 10 o'clock. Got any questions about any of her experiences, any of her knowledge? Let's pick her brain at 414-799-1620. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Back in a bit at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is on the road, but we still got her. She is live in Anchorage, Alaska. She's with a Fox World Travel trip, and she's done the land. She's now going to do the sea, and she's open for phone calls at 414-799-1620. Back at a mortgage talk and text line. It can be more than Alaska, but if you got Alaska questions, that would be great. Rose, we do have a text question from Natalie in Greenfield. Going to Prague in October, please tell me what she needs to see.
Well, Prague, as everybody knows, has kind of become one of my favorite cities. It used to be Budapest, and then I went to Prague, and then now they're kind of tied. Certainly drink beer, because they've got some outstanding beer. There is certainly the old town square that is a must. Very sensible shoes are recommended, because I have done it once without very sensible shoes because I wanted to look like a European, and I had a very rough time navigating the cobblestones, so make sure you do that. There's a beautiful astronomical clock in the town square, and of course, one of the most probably well-known things to do in Prague is stroll along the the Charles Bridge. This is the one that's got all of the statues along. Another thing that is part of their history is the Jewish ghetto. And, of course, here in the U.S., when somebody says ghetto, somebody would think, why would I even go there? It's not a ghetto anymore, but that was the Jewish ghetto from the World War II times, and it was maybe known better as the Jewish Quarter. So lots of those kinds of things, and then castles galore. If she's doing it on her own, I would say probably do it as a half-day city tour. Oftentimes Grey Line or a number of different companies, Via Tour, will have a half-day tour. And I love doing those because you get on a motor coach with a commentator, you get a feel for the city, and then you can go exploring on your own.
Fantastic. Rose, somebody offering a tip via text that says, if Rose and the group are doing a day cruise of the Kenai Fjords National Park before they leave on their regular cruise, if not, it should be on your bucket list. Have you done that? Do you know that area?
Okay. So here, thank you for that tip. We used to include the Kenai Fjord day trip on every one of these itineraries. Truth be told, as we did this for many years, more and more people seem to be getting seasick on this. And we would recommend taking Dramamine, but sometimes people would say, oh, I've been on Lake Winnebago and I've been on Lake Michigan and I never get sick. And then they wouldn't take our advice. And the waters can be rather rough on that excursion. And then what happens is they would be sick. And then right after that particular excursion, we get on the ship. And one of the forms that you must fill out before you board the ship is a health form, and it says, have you thrown up in the last 24 hours? And if the answer
we're
is
from
yes,
Wisconsin,
you will directly go to the doctor. And so that is something we decided we were just going to eliminate. In addition to that, we don't have a lot of time in Seward. We're there tonight, and we're there tomorrow morning, and at noon we leave to go get on the ship. And so some of the people said, you didn't give us enough time in Seward. We spent the whole time on that Kenai Fjord trip. So, yes, we have about 6 to 8 people on this group that are have booked that as an optional. And I do agree with the texter. I always call that the sea life version of Denali, because you will see beautiful, beautiful puffins, and we go to some of the rookeries as we go along, and there will be some dull porpoise that will follow us, and we will see many, many sea lions. So it's, and that will be your first glacier experience if you're doing the land first as well. But we did have to eliminate it because of the seasickness problem. So advice, if you're going on it, just buck up and take the Dramamine.
Gotcha. Could you describe Seward? It's a town of, it's like, what, 90,000 yet? It's good size?
It's an okay size. It's very, very spread out. It's a harbor town.
Yep.
Many, many fishing boats. Many, many day boats. Halibut fishing, if you're going to do halibut fishing, this is where you do it. There's a sea life aquarium, which is very, very cool. There's lots of, it reminds me of a, like Sheboygan, like a harbor atmosphere, if you get my drift. So lots of nautical things going on. Excellent, excellent seafood restaurants, Rays, Chinooks, among those. And so all of that happening in beautiful, beautiful Seward. So Colleen always says if she's going to move to Alaska, that's where she's going to live.
Okay. Rose, 90 seconds before our news, somebody wants to know, they're thinking about taking a European river cruise at Christmas time. Can you talk about that? Those are the Christmas markets, right?
Those are Christmas markets. They might want to check out our website. Amy Hanton is taking out a Christmas river cruise. It's a very unique and different experience. If you're looking for some cool Christmas gifts and you're looking for your first river cruise experience to be a little bit less expensive than they are in spring, fall, and winter, summer, you may want to consider doing this. It's beautiful, mulled wine, roasted chestnuts, flakes of snow in the air, and all things good on a Christmas market cruise.
Good. You've got some travel shows coming up. Let's talk about those a little bit. The Your World, Your Way travel show, there are two of them. One is on the 20th in Green Bay. The other is on the 21st in the Milwaukee area. What about those?
You absolutely will want to go to these. This is our good friends at Globus Family of Brands, and we're going to be featuring everything. Keep in mind, Globus not only is the land provider, but they also own Avalon Waterways. We're going to be talking about Avalon Waterways. We're going to be talking about Globus. Globus does land tours in all of the world. So we're talking Australia, New Zealand. We're talking the United States. We're talking Europe. So all of that will be presented at those two shows coming up. You need to RSVP by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and check out the tab that says events or travel shows and events.
Okay, and then it's going to be Alaska travel show season. We're going to talk about those after the news, because once we hit the 26th, there's a ton. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. We got her for 30 minutes more if you want to join us. 414-799-1620, Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 in Milwaukee, 6:35 in Anchorage, Alaska, and that's where Rose Gray is. Good morning, Rose. You still with us? You awake? Come on.
I am still with you. Our Anchorage phone line has not let us down.
Good. Good, good, good. All right, let's get to the phones, and Rose is open for phone calls at 414-799-1620, Macket and Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That's where we find Mary in Greenfield. Hey, Mary, thanks for waiting. You're on with Rose.
Yes, I wonder if Rose could give me some insight into repositioning cruises and as far as cost, and does that include airfare?
Well, it typically depends on what kind of a deal you're looking at. Repositioning cruises are always a very good deal. Sometimes you have to look at the itinerary and make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into, because sometimes they are at sea a lot. Because what Mary's referring to for the listeners is when a ship needs to go from a particular area that it's been cruising for a season and then be repositioned into a new area. So, for example, when the Alaska season is over, these ships up here in Alaska have to be repositioned to either the Mexican Riviera, possibly the Panama Canal, possibly the Caribbean. So sometimes if you just buy a part of that repositioning, say, for example, you got on the ship in Vancouver and then you went all the way down to San Diego, there probably would only be one or maybe two ports of call on that itinerary, and you'd be at sea probably 5 days. But this is a great price for people who love cruising. They love cruising. They love playing bingo, and they love eating the great food, and they love the art auctions, and they love everything about cruising. Sometimes they're as long as a repositioning of a transatlantic. A ship that's been in the Mediterranean has to get back to Fort Lauderdale or some such thing. Those are also very good values, but again, you're at sea for a long time.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And with regard to that airfare, that's usually not included. The cruise lines will have bulk air, as we call it in the business, or contracted air, and you can hear what they have to offer. And if their offer isn't that great, or you've checked it out yourself, or you've gone to one of our travel specialists at Fox World Travel, they can do a cost comparison for you on the airfare.
Now, Rose, you mentioned that they could play bingo and things like that, but I got to imagine that the musical acts and the comedians and all that are probably not on these repositions, so is it a little bit more Spartan?
It's a little bit more Spartan, but truth be told, they will try to keep a couple of them. They'll have their string quartets, and they'll have their local pianist and that kind of a thing. So although you may not have a real great choice in the showroom, you will have entertainment throughout the ship.
Yeah, but and it's kind of a different experience. I mean, you're just out there longer.
Right.
You're bring some books. I mean, just be ready to chill, right?
Absolutely. And again, I talk to some people who are avid cruisers, and this is what they love to do.
Okay, got it. We are with Rose. Rose is in Anchorage, Alaska. So Alaska travel season, the show starts, and we're talking about the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. These are what are called the Alaska travel shows. Listen up, Sheboygan. We're coming your way on the 26th, on the 27th in Pewaukee, on the 28th in Fond du Lac, and the 29th in Oshkosh. So this is kind of the same show, but for these towns, right? So what's involved with the Alaska Travel Show, Rose?
Well, basically, we try to give everybody an overview of Alaska. Do you want to do just the cruise? That's just the Inside Passage, or it could be all the way up to Homer or something like that. Do you want to do a cruise tour, which is, of course, what we recommend? Get a little land, get a little Inside Passage, it's all good. This year, for the first time in a while, we're going to be offering a land-only package, and we get lots of requests for that, and so we're going to do that again this year. So you just learn about the state, how big it is, what should I do. It's one of those kind of destinations that are so many variables that doing it yourself may not be that advisable. Using a travel expert at Fox World Travel is probably what you want to do.
Sure. Again, Sheboygan on the 26th, on the 27th into Pewaukee, the 28th it's Fondy, and then the 29th Oshkosh.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to talk about the Onstage Alaska events, which happen in September. But, I mean, that's coming up. I mean, September, it's not that far away. We're going to talk about that next. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Rose is in Anchorage, Alaska. If you want to talk to her, we're at 414-799-1620. That is the Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is on the road. She is in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska, and she has done the land. Now she's going to do the sea part of her trip, and this is an opportunity. If you got any Alaska questions, 414-799-1620, Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We're heading to Green Bay, though. That's where Bonnie is. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
You're on with Rose. Go ahead.
Hi, Rose. I have a question. I'm booked on the Gourmet Tuscany Tour in September and very much looking forward to it. I had a quick question, though, regarding tipping the local tour director or the professional drivers. Is it customary to tip, and if how much, and do we use local currency?
Yes to all of your questions. In your document packet, there will be a tipping guide. Typically, they're talking about €1 per person for a half day with a driver, €2 for a local guide for maybe a half day trip. You certainly could give them U.S. dollars, but if you kind of put this in perspective, if the shoe is on the other foot And we had some Europeans coming to the United States, and they were giving their local guide euros. That guide would have to figure out some way to transfer that money or convert that money. So if you can give those tips in euros, it's much appreciated.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Cool. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Rose. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. So you're leaving Anchorage, right, Rose?
Yeah, we're going to leave Anchorage today.
Oh, bummer.
But the drive is supposed to be, is listed in many of the travel magazines as one of the most scenic drives in North America. It is Turnagain Arm. And so we're going to go on a motor coach for about 3 hours to get down to Seward. And it is a very beautiful trip. And again, we're being blessed with sun today. And that just makes this trip so much more lovely. And then we're going to stay at the fabulous Wind Song Lodge, which is just a little bit out of Seward. There are hotels in Seward we certainly could put these guests in, but why would you do this when you could stay at the log cabin, the Wind Song Lodge? And some of the folks are then going to go on the Dan Seavey's Family Iditarod. Now, if you know the name Seavey, they're very, very involved in the Iditarod. Dallas has won it, I think, 5 times. And they're going to do a little dog experience, a dog mushing demonstration. Those people who are not can go into town and get some dinner and that kind of a thing. And then the land phase of the trip is over.
But that's fine, because then it's time to sit on the boat for a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, people say, well, why do you do it this way? Certainly you could do the ship first and the land second. But we feel on these groups, this is the best way to do it. We're all together. We sort of meld and mesh and become a little bit of a Fox family, because you do kind of lose touch with everybody once you're on this ship. Now, Holland America ships are small, under 2,000 passengers in most cases. So you will continue to bump into these people. And we have some activities planned, including a cocktail party. So we'll see everybody. But everybody kind of does go off and do their own excursions and those kinds of things. So that's kind of what happens on the ship. And then voila, the next thing you know, your 7 days are over and you're in Vancouver. Many of our guests are staying an extra day or two in Vancouver to get that experience, and I would recommend that as well.
Cool. Let's talk about the Onstage Alaska events. There's two coming up, September 3rd in Green Bay, September 4th in Brookfield. These are slightly different than the Alaska Travel Show. How are they different?
They are different because they are not Fox World Travel developed. These are on-stage trips, on-stage shows that Holland America gives Fox World Travel as one of the perks for being one of their big partners. It's no secret that Fox and Holland are in cahoots, as it were. We're going to have around 680 people on groups in Alaska this year. And so most of them are with Holland America. And so they do an on-stage show where they bring in some, shall we call them, entertainers. They might be storytellers, they might be guitar players, they might be a little of both. And they work for Holland America, and they go around, and then they do these presentations. But, of course, you can imagine, Colleen and I will be there, and we'll make darn sure that you understand the relationship between Holland America and Fox.
Got it. Okay, again, September 3rd in Green Bay, September 4th in Brookfield. And then earlier we were talking about the Alaska travel shows, and actually I missed a couple that are coming up. So 26th in Sheboygan, 27th Pewaukee, 28th Fondy, 29th in Oshkosh. There's one in Kimberley on September 10th and September 11th in Green Bay. So just want to make sure that we're covered there. Rose is going to be back in a bit. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. Back in a bit on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
952, 74 degrees, 79 for the high today, 65 tonight. Got some scattered rain tonight. Chance for a storm into tomorrow morning for a little bit, then cloudy afternoon with a high of 80 and again 74 at WTMJ. Rose is live in Anchorage, Alaska. She is on an amazing trip because that's what Fox World Travel does. Let's head to Grafton.
Hey,
good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. I'd like to know, what's the best tour to take? I'll be in Rome for one day before a cruise.
Well, if you can work it out, I guess I would go to the Vatican.
All right.
Yep. We really do have some good tours, and even if you didn't book your trip with Fox World Travel, the ladies can help you out with a tour that's called Skip the Queue, which would be another way of saying skip the line, because if you get to the Vatican and you don't have this all planned out, you will see a line that will be so long it will frighten you and you won't stand in it because it's really long. So you want to skip the queue so you get to go to the front of the line, and I would do the Vatican if I was doing one day in Rome.
Well, thank you. I'm working with Teresa at the Greenfield office, and I'll contact her about that.
Oh, absolutely. Teresa will be able to help you, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate
that.
Rose, I don't know how connected with the news you were this week, but apparently, are you familiar with the Spanish Steps in Rome?
I am.
Did you see what they're doing now?
Yes, tell the listeners we're not going to be able to sit on the steps anymore.
So people just kind of park themselves? Because it's pretty, so why not? But they're rousing them.
Yeah, this is not good. This is where everybody goes, and you get your picture, your selfie, whatever it is, sitting on the Spanish steps. I mean, it's just a picturesque, beautiful, I don't know, what are they saying, that the steps are deteriorating, or what's the problem?
I don't know if it's, I don't know the full story is, because I was traveling this week as well, but I just think they're getting in the way, and they're probably taking up too much space, right?
I think that's part of it. You have to step around them, and there are lots of lovers having intimate moments, and you sort of have to get around them as well. So it's a little bit annoying, but certainly not anything that would prevent me from going there or annoy me. Yeah, that's too bad. That's very sad.
I'm sorry I got stuck on the intimate moments part. Okay. I haven't seen that on Google Images.
No, intimate moments. I wanted to give a shout out. We have a big group of people that are on this tour. They are Harley Employee Recreational Organization. They're known as HERO, and they're all former Harley employees.
Wow.
And they are just a hoot. I am telling you right now, we are just having a blast with them. And
have they begged you to? I'm sure they've gone to the Anchorage Harley dealer, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But we, you know, almost every place we go, there's a Harley dealer at Denali. There's a Harley dealer in Fairbanks. You got to go a little out of town to get to the Fairbanks one, but there's a Harley dealer in many of the places that we're going to go. So some of these guys probably have Harley shirts that are about 25 years old. Maybe it's time for them to get some new ones. I don't know.
And they probably got those when they used to fit.
Yeah, they're a good-looking group of people. And one of the characters among them is a gentleman that has some of the most 40 suspenders I've ever seen in my life.
Nice. Okay, so if people just joined us, why don't you update us on what you've been doing and where you're going next?
Yep, for sure. So we started out on Monday in Fairbanks. We were there for 2 days, a little gold panning, a little Discovery Riverboat, just an outstanding trip. Then we moved on to Denali, where we had some great game viewing, wildlife, the weather was outstanding. All in all, just a great trip. Then we did an 8-hour train trip yesterday from Denali to Anchorage. We're one night in Anchorage. The beautiful thing about this itinerary is we are in Anchorage on a Friday, which means we get to go to the weekend market on Saturday. And this is where all types of Alaskan crafts, clothing, food, anything you can imagine, it would be located. And then at noon, we're going to head out to Seward. We're going to spend a lovely, lovely evening in Seward and morning, tomorrow morning, and then we board our ship, and away we go.
Anchorage is a bigger town. Seward's just a little smaller. Do they feel touristy, or do they feel Alaska, or is it a combination?
It's a combination. I think anybody here would tell you that certainly we are here in the high season, but everyone needs to kind of keep in mind, Alaska is a short season for tourists. It's May 15th through September 15th, with June, July, and August being their most heavily traveled months. So you are going to see tourists, tourists, tourists. Every hotel is full. Every restaurant has got a line, all of those kinds of things. But you do feel like you are in Alaska. It is not, it's not hokey. In some ways it is, but it's not it doesn't give you a feeling of too much tourism. And once we actually get to some of these out places, I think Denali was a little bit more outdoor Alaska feeling. Seward, being a harbor town, is going to give them that feeling. And this Anchorage stop is really kind of logistical, quite frankly. I don't think a trip to Alaska would be a trip to Alaska without at least one day in Anchorage, just so you see it. It's not the capital. Lots of people think it is, but it is the biggest city.
Got it. Okay. And Sheboygan, Pewaukee, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, let's see, Kimberly and Green Bay. The Alaska Travel Show is coming to you. You can get more details at foxworldtravel.com. Rose, travel well, travel safe, and have lots of fun. I know you always do, and we'll see you when we see you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Rose. Rose Gray, live from Anchorage, Alaska with Fox World Travel.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.